shoes. It's Jesus in the everyday, me and you. The good news in shoes.
This is the Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
Hello, I'm Joyce Meyer, inviting you to join me right here on Enjoying Everyday Life, where I give you easy and practical ways to live a life you truly love.
Joyce Meyer is heard at 7:30 a.m. Monday through Friday here on WCNO.
The Revealing Truth radio broadcast thanks gutter professionals of the Palm Beaches and owner-operator Tim Crouch for their underwriting support of this week's program.
Gutter professionals providing seamless gutter installations throughout Palm Beach County, specializing in gutter repairs, gutter cleanouts, downspout underground drainage, and chemical-free pressure cleaning. With 10 years of gutter installation experience, owner-operator Tim Crouch will be on every job site overseeing and conducting your seamless gutter installation or repair. For more information, Tim can be reached at 561-294-1433. That number again is 561-294-1433. For detailed information on services provided, you can check them out on the web at gutterprofessionalsinc.com.
Are you ready for a super spectacular summer? G4 Summer Camp is now enrolling in our St. Lucie campus for 10 weeks of extreme fun. Little Explorers, 2 to 5 years old. Adventures Camp, 1st through 4th grade. Extreme Camp, 5th through 8th grade. Featuring indoor game room, creative arts, outdoor sport, field trips, water park, arts and crafts, fantastic parties, karate, music lessons, academic help. A different theme every week. June 9th through August 16th. To register, you can reach us at 772-464-1597. The number again is 772-464-1597. Or you can catch us on the web at igniteyourworld.com.
Good morning. I'm Pastor Bob Tarvis, your host for the Revealing Truth radio broadcast. I want to invite you to listen in today as Pastor Jason Baumgartner takes us on a journey through God's Word that will reveal truths for our lives. John 8:32 says, "And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." Grab a pen and take some notes, and let the Holy Spirit reveal the Father's heart to you.
You can never occupy the place that you have not been prepared for. Your gift might get you there, your talent might get you there, but you can't occupy it if you haven't been prepared for it. Amen? Because, ladies and gentlemen, the bottom line is that without him, you can't do nothing. Amen? So they said, wherever the ark goes, you go after it. But watch this. He said, when you go, make sure you stay 2,000 cubits from it. Watch where it goes. Stay 2,000 cubits. In other words, don't crowd it. Don't crowd it. Why? Because you've never passed that way before. You're going in uncharted territory. You cannot crowd what it is that God is trying to do in your life. Amen? We can't presume that the way God did something before in our lives, he's going to do it that way again. So we put ourselves on autopilot. No. It's a new day. Come on, it's a new day. God don't do things the way he did the day before. Come on, God is moving. He's changing in our lives. You got to be prepared to follow the ark, to follow the presence of the Lord. Amen? You have to learn to say, God, do it your way. Next thing he said was this. Not only do you need to wait on the ark, not only do you need to not crowd the ark, but he also said this in verse 5, Joshua, consecrate yourself. Somebody say, consecrate. He said, consecrate yourself, for tomorrow the Lord will do wonders among you, and by this you shall know that I am with you, because I'm going to do some cool stuff. I'm going to do some miracles. So consecrate yourself. In other words, he said, Joshua, I want you to be set apart. I want you to be set apart because I want to do some cool wonders and miracles in your life. And I want the whole world to know that I am the God that created it all. I want the whole world to know that I am your God. So consecrate yourself. I mean, that means to set yourself apart. To be set apart unto the Lord. I made this statement to you last week. I said, the anointing is not for us. God doesn't put you through a compounding and put anointing on your life so you can go around and say, I'm anointed. Get you some bodyguards with business cards that say anointed on them. That's not what he's talking about. God anoints you in your life, and the compounding that you go through in your life is not so that you can have a better life just for the sake of being anointed, but God gives you a better life and an anointed life through the and the fruit of the compounding comes in your life so that you can affect the lives of the people that God puts around you. The anointing's not for you, it's for them. The fruit of the compounding is not for you, it's for them. Come on, amen. Now, the byproduct of that fruit is that you do have a good life because you're walking in obedience to the Lord. Amen, but that's not the purpose. The purpose is for the other people, amen. Why? Because we have been called to other people. Each and every person in this room today has been called to somebody. You might not be called to everybody, but you're called to somebody. Amen? The anointing is never for us. It is meant to flow through us, to change lives. Amen? That's why he has to deal with all the issues of our lives, and he has to deal with our stuff, and that's why this compounding takes place in our life. The anointing has to come through us in order for it to be holy and sanctified. So God's got to work this stuff out of us. But sometimes we're resistant too, you know. God starts compounding. You go, not there, God. Not ready for that one. Next year. Let's work on this issue today. God's saying, no, we're working on that one. You're like, no, that hurts. So why do we need to be anointed? Why do we want to be anointed? Jesus said, I'm anointed to preach the good news, to heal the sick. Come on, amen. To heal the brokenhearted. That's why God anoints us. How many know the anointing is always for purpose? It's for purpose, amen? It's not just so you can glow in the dark and levitate off your bed at night when you sleep. Amen? Y'all know I'm joking, right? Some of y'all looked at me like, oh, he believes in levitation. No, I don't. better watch myself, amen? You're not anointed so people know how gifted you are. You know, and people walk up and go, oh, you're so anointed. The anointing that flows through you, sister. Don't tell them that because they'll lose their anointing. Thank you for that. Three of y'all got that, amen? The anointing is always for purpose, amen? Praise the Lord. You're anointed to do something. The anointing always comes with purpose. It always comes with purpose. He said, Joshua, I want you to consecrate yourself. And Moses said it's to be a holy anointing oil. That word holy right there means to be set apart. How many know that's what holy means? To be set apart. Holiness doesn't mean you wear makeup and your hair is in a bun and you ain't allowed to wear earrings. That's not the kind of holiness it's talking about. It's talking about being set apart to the Lord. That holy means separated and consecrated and dedicated to the Lord. Amen? So the first thing he says about the oil, and you can write this down if you want, is that the anointing on your life has to be consecrated. It's got to be a consecrated holy anointing oil. I think a lot of times in the church we focus on being separated from the things of the world when in reality the Lord is just saying, I want you to be separated unto me. We spend a lot of effort and a lot of time going, I can't go here, I can't do this, I can't do this, I can't do that, I can't do this. And really God's just saying, no, I want you to be set apart to me. I want you to say, you can walk with me, you can talk with me, you can heal, you can have joy, you can have peace, you can have love, you can have long suffering. That's what he's talking about, being set apart. So that you're not walking in the ways of the world, but you're walking set apart unto the Lord. Amen? Because it's not just what I'm separating myself from, it's what I'm dedicating myself to that transforms my life. It's not just saying no that sets me free, it's what I say yes to that brings real freedom. It's what I say yes to that brings the liberty that I need in my life. Amen? So it's not that I'm just running up and down the roads partying. What I'm doing is I'm guarding the ability to have the healing power of God flow through my body. When I say, yes, Lord, I'll go. Yes, Lord, I'll do. I guard the anointing. Come on, amen? Listen, if all we ever do is talk about separation from, you'll never give purpose to it. You'll never give purpose to it. And then nobody will be able to keep the rules. Nobody will be able to follow the guidelines. And pretty soon, there'll be some form of rebellion taking place in people's lives. And they don't know how they got there. They're just not walking in obedience. Amen? We've got to have goals rather than just doing stuff. We have to have that purpose in front of us so that we can. That's why Paul said, I reach for the goal. I press ahead. I go forward. Amen? People have to know you've been called. People got to know you've been chosen. They got to know that you've been anointed of God. And they're going to know that by what you've dedicated yourself to. They're going to know that you have an assignment on your life for this generation. And they're going to know that because you've been consecrated and set apart unto the Lord. You look like Jesus. You don't look like the world. Amen? Oh, Jesus. Watch this. He said, not only is it a holy anointing oil, but he said this. He said, I want you to anoint. And then he goes through every piece of furniture that's in the tabernacle. In other words, he's given us a picture that the anointing must permeate every area of our life. Every area of our life. Not only in the inner holy holies, not only in my sanctuary, but even in the outer court. No. Y'all missed that. Every area of our life. Every area of our life. It's not enough for you to anoint your spirit and then think you can live in a carnal house. Amen? He said this anointing is holy. In other words, it's been set apart and dedicated to something, and it permeates every dimension, every area of your life. Amen? That's why if you're going to operate in this anointing, you can't expect to be holy at the altar when you worship it on Sunday and then carnal when you get home to your wife. Every area. Every area has got to be anointed. Amen? He said it's consecrated. It's set apart. It's a holy anointing oil. Watch this. He said, I want you to anoint the furniture, and when you anoint it, you make the furniture holy. How about that? You put the anointing on it, and then it's holy. He said, let me try that again. I want you to anoint the furniture, and when you anoint it, it becomes holy. You see, there's a transference of the anointing that's taking place. Amen? How many understand the anointing on your life didn't get there because of what you did or what you went through? It didn't get there because of what you did. You became holy because God declares you to be holy after he's done compounding you. He transfers the anointing to your life, and he declares that you've been sanctified. Amen? So that when we have this set apartness, when we have this consecration before the Lord, he declares it on our life that we are anointed of God. It has an influential capacity, the anointing. It has influence, amen? So that whatever you touch has the potential of being influenced by the anointing and the consecration of your life. Oh, Jesus. That literally means you can change the environment that you live in. Come on, some of y'all know what I'm talking about this morning. That's why a sanctified wife can pray for an unsaved husband, and because he's unsaved, her anointing will transfer to him, and guess what? God sees him as anointed. You know what the Bible says? He said, what you touch. I mean, wives, you can pray your husbands into the kingdom. Come on, somebody. He said, what you touch, I will declare that anointing will be on that thing. Ladies and gentlemen, that's why when God really flows through our lives and he allows things to happen to us, we recognize that it's not us doing it, but it's really God doing it. Amen? Come on. Real anointing should never produce arrogance. You don't need an entourage if you're anointed. You don't need somebody to carry your briefcase unless you got arthritis. Oh, Jesus. That's why you can always spot the I wannabes. The I wannabes. I hope everyone thinks I'm anointed. These are the same people that act arrogant, and you can't teach them anything because they already know it all. And you can't touch them, and you can't get around them. They got it all together. See, you never tell the greatness of a man by how he treats people that are in authority over him. You tell the greatness of a man by how he treats people that are under his authority. If you want to gauge an anointing on someone's life, and this is what's happened with me a lot of times because we've been desperate for help, we just throw them in the pressure cooker. And what I've learned is one of two things will happen. They'll either start telling me how to do my job, or they'll just do their job. That's what I've seen, amen? They'll either serve with a heart of humility, or they'll come in and try to take over. There are a lot of people that come to church thinking that God's anointing them to come straighten the pastor out. I mean, God don't do that. If God put you there, it's to straighten you out. Amen? And they're going to come there with their anointing, and because they're anointed to straighten the pastor out, they go from church to church to church trying to straighten the pastor out. And really all they do is keep themselves from ever really walking into the purposes and the destinies of their own life. Those are the people that have arrived at a destination that's larger than their capacity. and they just bounce around. Can I just tell you this? Whatever your business card says about you is not what really impresses folks. It's what's coming out of the crushing of your life that people know who you are. It's what's coming out of the hard places of your life that flows out of that anointing that God compounds in you. And let me tell you this, it's got to be consecrated and it's got to be holy. Amen? So if I'm really used by God, I should never be arrogant. I should never be fooling myself or think that I have all the answers. If I'm really used by God, I should just be grateful. And you can always tell somebody with anointing on their life because they're very thankful people. They're always thanking somebody or they're grateful to everybody. They're very appreciative of everyone in their life and everything in their life. They're not complainers. They're not naggers. They don't walk in criticism all day. They're just grateful. That's how you can tell. Because how many of you know this doesn't just happen with a one-time process? God processes us through our life, amen? And you can't do anything in your life unless God sovereignly called you to do it. So you've got to work through the process. You have to have a word on your life to act on. You have to have a word to step in faith. You can't just arbitrarily say, well, I'm anointed to God, I'm going to do this. You're going to hit a wall. Amen? You got to have that grace that comes with the word that God has graced you to be able to do what you're doing. And otherwise, you're going to just frustrate yourself trying to be anointed. Come on, amen?
And now, we're going to take a break from the message. We will be rejoining Pastor Jason in just a moment. But first, I want to take this opportunity to tell you about Truth Church. Truth Church is located in the heart of St. Lucie County at 3891 Edwards Road in Fort Pierce. Our Sunday worship service starts at 10 a.m. Truth Church is a non-denominational Pentecostal church. There's a ministry for the whole family at Truth Church. Whether it's our monthly senior meetings, children's church, or youth group, there's something for everyone. If you're new to the area or you're looking for a home church, we invite you to come and join us. First, you will be our guest, and then you will be our family. Truth Church, a place for the whole family.
I'm praising under open skies, everything breathing, praising God.
I mean, if God's not graced me to be a lawyer, I don't care if I spend 12 years in law school. It's not going to be good for me. I have to be called to be a lawyer. Come on. But God anoints us to do this stuff in our life. If God's called me to be a pastor, then he anoints me to be a pastor, then I'm walking in my call. You have to be what God's destined you to become. Oh, Jesus, help us. Amen? But the picture of our success is not what our business card says or what job we have or what ministry we have. The picture of success is what comes out of the crushing of our lives. That's how we know what we're anointed to do or not. Praise the Lord. I say let's just all live in the grace that God's put sovereignly on our life. Let's just walk in that grace that he's given us and really begin to understand the destinies that are on our life and begin to, because when you do that, that's when the anointing comes out of the crushing of our life. Amen? Because it's not what I do in this life. It's whether I have abandoned it all for him or not. That's what it boils down to, ladies and gentlemen. Have I just given it all to him? Because the truth is that he abandoned it all for me. Didn't he? Come on, amen. What makes you and I important is not that I own a restaurant or I'm the CEO of a company or a movie star or a good parent or a husband or wife. What makes us important to God is that 2,000 years ago, Jesus came to earth and lived an unselfish life and did everything that we couldn't do and then climbed up on a cross and died for you and I. That's really what makes you important this morning. Amen. That's what makes me important. It's not the fact that you're a husband or a wife, that you're a lawyer or a janitor, that you're an artist or a musician that makes you important. It's that Jesus put his seal upon you. Amen? It's the fact that the King of Glory loves you. That's what makes you important. That's what makes you noticed. Amen? You're important because God cared enough about you to get you involved. God cared enough about you to get involved in the affairs of your life. I mean, that's pretty important that God takes time to compound your life. You're so important. Jesus. Ooh. Listen, never let your failures mess you up. Because in His sovereign will, He knew that we were all crippled when He called us. We were all a mess. None of us had it together when He called us. Can someone help me this morning? I mean, know that to be true. He knew that we all had weaknesses. He knew that some of us dealt with lust. Some of us dealt with hatred. Some of us dealt with inconsistency. Some of us dealt with insecurity. A lot of us had rejection issues. He knew that we had those anger fits when He put an anointing on our lives. He knew that. God's not dumb. God didn't make a mistake when He called you. Come on, amen. Listen, if I had been God, I wouldn't have wrote all the stuff in the Bible. The book would have been a lot shorter because I left out all the bad stuff about people. Some of them people I wouldn't even put in the Bible. Why is God telling me that? That's terrible. Oh my, y'all know what I'm talking about. I wouldn't have told the part about Moses being able to couldn't go into the promised land because he couldn't control his temper. Here's Moses, part of the Red Sea, but couldn't control his temper, and he couldn't even go into promised land. I wouldn't have wrote in the Bible about David like to peek into women taking showers, peek into the shower while they was bathing. A man after God's own heart was a peeping Tom. Come on. I wouldn't have put that in there. Standing up on top of the building watching ladies undress. King David, amen. I don't care how you dress it up. That's what he was. Come on, amen. Solomon, King Solomon was worse than any movie star we got today. Come on, how many know that to be true? 400 wives, 300 concubines? My God. Yeah, more wives and concubines than there was days in a year. I wouldn't have put in there that a rising evangelist and a rising prophet ran off and married a prostitute. I wouldn't have never put that in the Bible. I wouldn't have put in there that one man spent 3 years with Jesus. I mean, walked with him every day, saw miracles, went up on the Mount of Transfiguration with him, saw God transfigured right in front of him, saw Jesus transfigured right in front of him, and then a few days later was out in the middle of the street cussing up a storm saying, I don't know him, you blankety blank blank blank, I don't know him. I'd have left that out. I left the part in there, yeah, you're going to be the rock. Forget all that cussing. You're forgiven. I would have put, but God put that in the Bible. Amen.
Oh, praise Him. Thank you for joining us today for the Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Baumgartner. Hope you will tune in again each day, Monday through Friday, right here on WCNO 89.9 FM. To obtain your copy of this week's message, please send your check for $5 for shipping and handling to 3891 Edwards Road, Fort Pierce, Florida, 34981. To pay by phone or simply make a love gift, you can call 772-461-8555. That number again is 772-461-8555. For more exciting information on our church, service times, and directions, you can check us out on the web at igniteyourworld.com. This has been The Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Baumgartner, and I'm your host, Bob Tarbis. See you next time on The Revealing Truth.
The Revealing Truth radio broadcast thanks Access Able Designs and owner Alan Garrett for their underwriting support of this week's program.
Hello, my name is Alan Garrett, and I'm the owner of Access Able Designs. A diving accident 31 years ago changed my life physically in a way that left me quadriplegic. However, 15 years ago, I dove into Jesus Christ, which changed my life spiritually forever. The combination of the two have given me the unique opportunity to help others. At Access Able Designs, we offer a creative line of bathroom accessibility products, such as folding shower and bathtub benches, as well as our exclusive patented toilet transfer bench. Our products are commercial grade, stainless steel construction, and built to last. They're also available in custom sizes. Our line of ADA compliant swimming pool lifts are a big seller with hotels, commercial properties, and homeowners. Our products can be seen at accessabledesigns.com, as well as my personal life story. I look forward to hearing from you. For more information, you can contact us at 877-853-7816. That number again is 877-853-7816.
The Revealing Truth radio broadcast thanks gutter professionals of the Palm Beaches and owner-operator Tim Crouch for their underwriting support of this week's program.
Gutter Professionals, providing seamless gutter installations throughout Palm Beach County, specializing in gutter repairs, gutter cleanouts, downspout underground drainage, and chemical-free pressure cleaning. With 10 years of gutter installation experience, owner-operator Tim Crouch will be on every job site overseeing and conducting your seamless gutter installation or repair. For more information, Tim can be reached at 561-294-1433. That number again is 561-294-1433. For detailed information on services provided, you can check them out on the web at gutterprofessionalsinc.com.
Golden Rule Academy is now enrolling for the 2014 school year. If you live in St. Lucie County and have a desire for your child's education to include Christian values and principles, then we want to meet you. Golden Rule Academy offers small class sizes, caring Christian educators, sports, and both accelerated and paced BSE programs. Free K-12 grade scholarships are available and going fast. Call today, 464-1597. Again, that's 464-1597. Golden Rule Academy, training up children in the way they should go for over 8 years.
Ignite Your World Ministries, Truth Church, and all its affiliate ministries thanks Destiny Network and Bishop Tony Miller. Destiny Network International exists to serve pastors, local churches, and ministry leaders that make up Destiny Network International. For more information on joining the Destiny Network, go to www.destinynetwork.org.